That's pretty loud.
Shh, everybody be quiet.
That's a loud song.
Marcy was suffering today. How you doing?
I'm going to need you to keep it quiet. Just low-key it. I've never felt better.
Sorry, that was a loud laugh. You know, it's not a real rock show unless you come back the next day with a hell of a hangover. How you doing?
It's 95.5 KLOS. Never better.
You had fun at the Foo Fighters show.
Yes,
yeah?
I did.
And then what time did you get home? Marcy says that 1:30 or so.
Yeah, about 2,
I think.
That's
pretty good. That's not too bad. I'll try and keep my voice down.
Please, you're talking out loud. Just sign language me.
This is how it's going to be for me on Monday, but then again, most days. So,
oh, man.
Why do we do this?
Having a great time. This is going to be fun.
All right. Well, Kevin is here, and
I found a list. Should we tell them about the show or no? Let's just do the list.
Yeah, let's talk about the show in a while.
Okay.
In a while, yeah.
I found a list of the top fast food restaurants in the world.
Right.
And I'm sort of an expert on fast food.
That's true. It's weird. I can actually put in your mind when you should go to a certain one that you
That's
like.
True.
I just have to say the word.
Keith, fries.
Keith, please. French fries.
All right. So, but I don't have any idea, like, it's in the world, right? It's not just in the United States.
That's right.
So, I have no idea.
Actually, this is according to number of locations, which it indicates that they're doing extremely well. But, yes, around the world. You can't see these, can you? Don't look over here.
No. Okay. So, the only thing that I can guess, because you always see grand openings at different places.
Right.
I would say McDonald's has to be number one.
You know, that's exactly what I would think. It's not right.
It's not?
No. Damn close, but not quite right.
Second. Okay.
Yeah. So you got, that's right. We're going to have to punish you with really loud noises every time you guess one that's not in the top 10.
I mean, I think
what do you think?
Coming up next time, KLOS. I don't know worldwide. It's impossible.
No, throw out a couple more.
I guess
more.
I'll just throw out
The number
Wendy's.
One surprised me a little bit. That's in the top 10. Yep.
Is it Wendy's?
Oh, no, it's not in the top 10.
Oh.
It's just below the top 10.
I'll number take
11.
That as a win.
Yeah, that's close enough. I'll buy it.
Burger King?
Burger Queen is definitely in the top 10. Yep. Number
it is.
Six.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Does, trying to guess the top 10 fast food restaurants in the world.
Yeah.
Does Starbucks count?
I mean, it does count because it's on the list. And in fact, at number 3, there's
really?
The third most number of locations around the world that Starbucks has.
So I've gotten 2 and 3.
Yeah, 2 and 3.
All right.
Yeah. What do you think is at number 1? Would you like any kind of hint?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about this. I think, you know, we love In-N-Out, but I think it's more of a Southern California thing.
Very much so, yeah.
But then I was thinking, what about White Castle? Because I don't know how big they are. That's back east for the most part.
Would you like to guess White Castle?
Is it in the top 10?
Not even on the top 15
Then
list.
No. I'm not going to guess
Fair
that.
Enough.
All right, I do need some hints.
Well, it's a place that cops might like to visit from time to time.
Donut shop.
Which one?
Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
Woohoo!
You will get a personal-sized edible thing from this place.
Pizza Hut.
There you go. That's in the top 10. There used to be an old white guy with a little collar, weird
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Thank you very much.
I'm really nailing this now. Now that you're giving it away with every clue.
You can play it as a game. You can knock them all
Softer.
Over.
Shh.
You can play it as a game.
Knock
them all over in a row. You can set them all up so that
dominoes.
Very good, very good.
Okay.
I can't even see what. I see what that one is. And for number 1, you've basically got them all.
I didn't get number 1.
Number 1 and number 10 you haven't gotten. And number 10,
what could be bigger than McDonald's?
You say you watch Grace and Frankie quite a bit, right?
On and off.
Frankie likes one particular fast food restaurant.
That's not going to help me.
Yeah, it's Del Taco, but the opposite of Del Taco would be
good Mexican food?
How dare you? By comparison.
No, listen, I like Del Taco.
Taco Bell is number 10.
Taco Bell.
On
okay.
the list. But number one.
I like both of those, but they are garbage.
Oh, yeah.
I have that category.
I'm going to go with Del Taco isn't.
I have the category of it's a garbage restaurant, and I love it.
No, they're all fast food. It's all kind of garbage, but I think Del Taco is pretty
number
quality.
One.
Yeah, number one.
Give me a clue.
Let's pretend we're being healthy when we go to this place.
Healthy fast food.
They had a spokesperson who got into a spot of trouble a few years back. Kind of ended the
Subway.
There you go. Number one. Most restaurants.
Wow.
41,600 locations around the world.
I'm very shocked by that.
41,600 locations. Number
wow.
one. Beating McDonald's only by a couple thousand. as far as locations.
Oh, so McDonald's was close.
They were close number two.
All right,
they're number two.
I'm going to give myself credit for all of those.
By the way, McDonald's. I think you need to go to McDonald's. Great hangover food.
I know. Yeah,
so I'm putting it in your mind.
Can I go now?
Sure, why not?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's what's left of Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'll bounce back.
A little hangover from the food show.
Nice. I'm not worried. I'll bounce back.
In 3 or 4 weeks.
Right. Between 4 and 5.
Yep.
We're going to give you a chance to win Disneyland tickets.
Yeah, we've been doing all this week, and we got one more day of it.
4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Tell people what they're listening for in the 4 o'clock hour.
Shepherd Fairey, oddly enough. Shepherd Fairey's going to show up and say something, and when he does between 4 and 5, we call her 13. That's odd, isn't it?
It is odd, yeah.
It's very odd.
This story comes out of Grand Haven, Michigan. A judge has ordered a Western Michigan couple to pay $30,441 to their son for throwing out his porn.
Mom threw away your best porno mag.
Mom and dad.
Busted.
What? U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney's decision this week came after 8 months after David Working, 43 years old.
Oh, dude.
Won a lawsuit against his parents.
Were they still living at home in the basement?
He was. He had just gotten a divorce, so he was living with them for about 9 months. Before he moved on.
And he had a lot of, a big old stash of prawn.
I mean, that's $40,000 worth.
Oh, what was it, collector's item?
I don't
know. Was it like, you know, original versions of Deep Throat on film? What?
I don't know. It's incredible.
Wow,
it's
no really, kidding.
The judge followed the value set by an expert. I want to know who the expert was.
I hope it wasn't Ron Jeremy.
Because I'd like to hear the court proceedings of, you know, the judge
Hell
going.
Hell yeah.
The judge going, all right, how much is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls worth?
Oh my God, I'm just thinking of the list from Clerks when he's listing off all the movies. And we can't say most of any of them on the air.
What can I get for the Titanic?
The Titanic.
Spankenstein. Okay, how about Forrest Hump? Because that's really high quality.
That actually one exists, I believe.
Does it?
Yeah, Forrest Hump. Sure.
Throbbing Hood? The Whore of the Rings?
Oh, these are my favorites, man. You never worked in a video store, did you?
No, I didn't.
I actually worked in one. We had a little room in back, and in fact, those were the titles.
They're always hilarious.
It was part of our job to take them home and review them. I was like, all right, I'll take
this
job.
That is a flat lie.
It's a fact.
That's a lot. What?
Actual fact. And she was like, you don't have any
take
problems
home
with
porn.
Yeah, to watch it and be able to tell the customers when they came in, oh, that's worth your $5 right there, because it was $5 rental. And I'm like, sure. Okay, if you insist.
You're totally making this up.
No, totally true.
There's no way it's totally true.
Totally a just fact. Isn't. A fact.
What can I get for Spankenstein? For the Sex Files.
The Sex Files.
I can't figure this out. The parents also had to pay $14,500 to their son's attorney. So they had to cover his costs for going to court.
I mean, not only did they, well, first of all, it's pretty crazy that they would throw him away. But secondly, then to step it up and take it outside so that everybody knows that, hey, I'm 40, I'm at home, I'm divorced, and my mom and dad threw away my porn.
Mom, I need that.
Where's he going to live next time he gets divorced?
I don't know.
$40,000's not going to last very long.
I mean, he sued his parents, so I'm assuming not there.
Probably not there next time.
It sounds like his dad was in it more than his mom.
Was in the porn?
Because his... No. Throwing it out.
Oh, I see.
His dad said, frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff.
My dad actually threw away my records one time. All my 45s.
What?
Yeah, all my rock records.
Did you sue him?
I should have!
Why would he do that?
He just didn't like it. He didn't like the music.
So what? Yeah. You liked it.
Yeah. But I put it away for a little while, and he took it upon himself to decide that I was done with it. I was just bored with the 45s I had. And the next thing I knew, he threw them away. I never thought to sue him. I could, right?
You could have got $40,000.
I wouldn't be quite as embarrassed to take it in front of a judge.
Oh, that's true. But imagine being 43.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And going to court and saying, this is my porn. Yeah. I need it.
Daddy needs his binky. Yeah. Come on. Oh, I shouldn't be playing this one for you, Kevin. Have a drink on me right now?
No, I'm
don't
just
going to
turn my headphones down.
Hair of the dog. I like that this ends with the sounds of a rock show, sort of what you heard last night.
That was kind of low-key. I like that song.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it nice and quiet
in here
for you.
I appreciate that.
But we're reminding you of what you went through last night at the Foo Fighters show.
Foo Fighters was awesome.
How was Dave? Was he in a great mood?
Yes, he was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew what time they were supposed to go on stage, mm-hmm. but I wanted to get one drink before I went.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was standing in line, and in front of me was a guy and a girl, and they were both ordering White Claw.
White Claw? What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's a seltzer type.
Yeah,
it's nonsense.
Yeah, don't want that.
And I said to them, hey, do you guys know that you're ordering White Claw?
Right after they ordered White Claw?
Yes.
That's a great kind of question.
And the guy goes, yes, have you tried it? And I said, no, it's White Claw. And then I
winning friends and influencing.
And then I heard The Pretender, and I was like, oh, that's one of my favorite songs. Oh. So I got my drink, and I sort of ran in, and they did a really long version.
Oh, wow.
You know, like a jam band version where they just go crazy for a long time.
Yeah.
Went all the way around, had to walk all the way around the forum, found my seat, and they were still playing it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
It was
amazing.
That's cool.
So, yeah, so how long was he on stage? What time did the show wrap? Do you remember
at
all?
That's a great question.
You had quite a few, I guess.
I think it was 11, 20, 30-ish.
What time did you say you got home at like 1:30 or so last night?
2.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. That's about the time Marcy got home. You were there.
She was at the after party, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But it was really cool. I don't know if you remember Nandi Bushell.
No.
The 11-year-old from Britain.
Yeah. She got to play, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So she put up a video challenging Dave Grohl and pretty much kicked his ass, as he says.
Right.
And he brought her out. She's 11.
That's so cool.
Brings out a pink set of drums.
Nice.
Forever Long,
right.
For the last song.
Oh, wow.
And she, I've been on stage at the Forum. It's frightening.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, you're nervous. She was so happy and putting her hands up.
That's talent. That's what we don't have.
Yes,
you and
correct.
I don't have. We can announce somebody. Hey, here's whoever.
Right. Duh. And she was playing drums on that song. She's just joy.
Oh, that's cool.
That girl is just joy.
Wow.
You watch her play and you go, she has a huge smile on her face. She's having a great time.
I mean, right? On the stage with the Foo Fighters at the freaking Forum and the return of some live show.
And then at the end of it, all of the Foo Fighters lined up in the front of the stage to take a bow.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right in the middle of them.
Aw, man, come on.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow. So you're going to see her 20, 30 years in some massive band at some point.
Probably four or 5 years.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
So then the after party. Do we have time? Yeah,
sure.
The after party. Listen, two women came up to me.
I don't know how you're going to tell this story.
I don't know how either, because I told you what she said.
Yeah, and it's pretty weird.
One of them knew me.
Okay.
One of them didn't.
Okay.
So the one that knew me was talking, and the one that didn't was from New York. She had no idea. She didn't care, and I was like, all right.
Knew you from the radio, you're saying. Not
right.
Knew you personally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we start making small talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, how long have you lived in New York?
Sure.
That kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then she says to me what I told you.
Right.
Which we can't put on the radio.
Not really. It's a way of protecting yourself in case of attack, and it's an extreme physical body reaction to try and ward someone off.
Well done. I didn't even think I could do that.
I like finding ways to say things in a more G-rated fashion. But what kind of thing is that to say right away?
It was
right
in the
away.
First 3 minutes.
That's so weird.
And I said, you're the worst small talker ever. It's at the very beginning. There was no context for that.
Right.
It was at the very beginning of her talking.
For no apparent reason, she's telling you the best way to defend yourself if you're a female.
Yes.
What? Why?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. But I think she found me funny.
Okay.
Even though I wasn't being funny.
But that's not a funny conversation. No matter what, if you were having a good time, that's going to stop everything.
So I saw Marcy and I
brick wall.
Waved her over.
Right.
Because I wanted to, I can't carry that weight
Marcy,
by myself.
Marcy, help.
Yes.
She's awesome at that.
So
kind of thing.
She comes over and I tell the woman, tell her what
tell
you
Marcy. What did Marcy say?
She was, I think, frozen in time. I think for a second because it's like your brain is 100 gigs and this information is 500 gigs. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I can't process. What?
Why? And why? And so Marcy was just kind of standing there dumbfounded staring at her
as
well.
Do you know what small talk is? It's like, do you like living in LA? That's small talk. You don't have to do that forever.
How long are you staying in town? What some places you've hit? Have you gone to Amoeba?
In 3 minutes.
You know, if someone assaults you, here's what you should do.
In 3 minutes, she said that.
That's funky.
And then she started following me around.
Oh, you got a new friend.
And then she sat by me, and the other girl that knew me was talking to me, and she would start speaking, and I would say, shut the F up.
And I know you. I know you actually would say that.
I would say
straight
that,
out to a stranger and who's annoying you.
I think she also found that funny.
She thought that was funny.
I think.
Well, you said she's from New York.
Yes.
You can say anything to someone from New York, and they're just going, whatever.
I was just... I was brutal to her.
Yeah, New York. Who cares?
Ugh.
Hey, let me tell you some more weird stuff you can do if you get attacked. Here's what you should try.
So anyway, that was...
Wow, that's funky.
That wasn't a...
That wasn't a great after party.
That's
one of the one things that I sort of don't miss about the old world when we'd all get together.
I mean, I don't...
Bizarre things being said to you.
I don't mind dealing with drunk people at all.
No, me, yeah.
And also, I was right there with them.
Right, of course.
But how does a conversation go that south that quickly? We're going to have to start a course here where we say small talk.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Lesson one.
Yeah.
Don't bring up, I'll tell you, rape.
There you go.
She did.
For no reason.
Don't do that.
3 minutes into the conversation.
If you're talking to somebody,
a stranger,
they ask you about it.
Right.
Don't say that.
Why would you?
That's lesson one.
There you go. Lesson one. And it's free.
End of lesson.
You're not even charging.
That's it. I'm done.
That's nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This hour, we're giving away tickets for you to see Disneyland.
That's a weird way of putting it, but that's true.
To go to Disneyland.
Yeah, there you go. Good enough.
You can win 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Resort this hour.
Right.
Who are they listening for?
They are listening for Shepherd Fairey, oddly enough. So maybe listen for some spray cans noises or spray paint noises or just him talking. Him talking.
I feel like, 13. Don't you know what it is?
Yeah. Okay. No, exactly, yeah.
All right, good. So when you hear that
right.
this hour,
right.
if you're caller 13,
yeah.
you'll win those tickets.
That's right.
All right. Hangover cures. Now,
why do you need hangover cures today, Kevin? I can't imagine.
Well, last night was Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And...
That's the first time you've been to a really large show in a really long time.
Quite a long time.
Yeah. And an after party.
And the after party,
mm-hmm.
which was just rough.
Was it open bar?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. But...
You maxed out a credit card.
That didn't stop. You know,
that
doesn't stop.
No, yet. No.
So, I understand Hair of the Dog. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a little past that.
Well, Keith would disagree. Keith, Hair of the Dog.
Keith, our boss, offered me THC beer.
Yeah. Beer like, infused with THC.
Would being high help?
Yes. I don't know. I always smoke out when there's three things that would kind of work for me, but nothing works really for a hangover. You're paying for the night before.
But every single person has a thought
sure.
on what can help.
A little bit of weed for me, some aspirin, some fast food, greasy food, super greasy food.
Oh, I should have stopped at McDonald's on my way
here. Yeah, you need to do it on the way
That's
home. It'll help, yeah.
Put it in your head.
And lots of sleep. I will take massive naps after when I have a hangover, which is always sucky when I have to come into work.
Can I do that now?
Sure. Dude, go ahead, man. Lay down on the floor.
All right, so we're going to take... Listen, everybody seems to have their own version of
a hangover cure. I've never found many that really work.
Me either.
Time, yeah.
You're right. I think greasy food.
Yeah, that does kind of help.
Probably.
Soaks up the whatever.
And I think caffeine helps, too.
Yeah, it does seem to. Yeah.
But if there's something that we're not mentioning, we're going to need your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Weed certainly
My life
helps.
Could depend on it. So... your hangover cures.
Yeah.
Just not the normal ones. We know the normal ones.
Yeah.
But these might be ones that most people don't know of or think of.
Yeah, and probably not products, because we're not going to go buy something. Kevin's not going to be able
to buy anything.
Barely able to get home.
I'll
doubt
buy
it.
Anything today.
If it really works.
818-955-KLOS. Your hangover cures.
And by the way, this coming weekend, starting tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon, we're mm-hmm. doing a 70s, 80s, 90s, and sometimes today weekend. So there's a few bands that have songs across all the decades.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's planning on playing something from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and recently from these guys right here, Rolling Stones. But that'll be going on all weekend while JD is here from 2 to 8. I've loved that song since my entire life, basically. I love that damn song. I don't know why. What is it about it that really gets in my ears?
It's impossible to tell.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you love songs, but then you get tired of them.
Yeah, that one never.
And sometimes you never get tired
never
of the song.
Have.
I don't know the difference.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin is actually drinking what?
It's called Rain Inferno.
Rain Inferno.
But rain is spelled R-E-I-G-N, and it's called True Blue.
Okay, and it's supposed to be kind of a hangover cure?
Well... I think caffeine is supposed to help.
Oh, okay.
And so Keith, our boss, just brought this in now.
Okay. So this is like...
Is it wise for me to trust him?
No. But hats off to you
because
for doing so.
Because he's probably sitting in there going, he's drinking it.
It's been in here for 5 years.
What a fool.
What are your hangover cures? Do you have something?
What's up, guys? Love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
And the best cure is pink lemonade and a bong load.
I do agree with a bong load.
Okay,
dude.
But how does pink lemonade help that?
I don't know. It makes it feel better, man.
I can see the lemonade.
Acidity or something. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah. And an emergency. Have you heard of that? You know what
that is?
It's like Ultra. Every morning, if I have a hangover, so every morning I take that like right away. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
You need to stock up.
Yeah, you do.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Not well. hangover cures.
Alan Spencer Cold Plus medication works like a charm.
Dude, you might have that at home. Give that a shot. Thanks, dude.
I don't think 818-9-
sounds really?
Like something...
Really? Stop after McDonald's on the way home and get it?
Maybe.
818-955-KLOS, your hangover cures for our friend, what's left of Kevin. Andre the Giant has a posse. Shepherd Fairey, you're waiting for. Obey! Sometime between now and 5, he's going to speak out on this radio station, and I'll get you into Disneyland.
I don't know any of the words you're
saying. Very strange. Yeah, you do. You know all about it, man.
So, Mel was at the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Tweets us a lot.
Yeah.
And she said, my hangover cure is a room temperature can of Coke. You have to shoot it, eat the whole thing.
Whoa.
At once.
Whoa.
And then I said, did you do that this morning? And she said, I made the mistake of taking a drink every time Dave said mother effers, so yes.
Dang.
All right, so we're looking for hangover cures. You have one?
Oh, yeah. It's called an Adios MF.
Adios MF?
Is that a different drink?
It's a mixture of all different kinds of drinks.
It's a Long Island iced tea on acid.
Long Island iced tea, and it sounds like that is drinking 101. No.
That's more than hair of the dog. That's most of the dog.
That's the whole dog, yeah.
Exactly. That's the whole damn dog.
Doesn't help. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I got another question.
You go away.
Off he goes. Hi, KLOS. Hangover cure?
Best hangover cure in the world.
Yeah.
Just keep drinking, baby. Keep drinking.
That's what Keith says.
See, that's her the dog.
Hey, man, first time I mentioned like a couple of days into working here, I'm like, oh, I'm hungover. He's like, hair of the dog, buddy. Drink up.
Absolutely, baby. That's the way to do it.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I do sometimes, but, you know, at work it makes it a little difficult.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
Ish.
Wonderful.
You have a hangover cure?
I did. You know, I was actually going to say the same thing. I was going to say the emergency or even the airborne.
Yeah, that stuff actually kind of works, doesn't it?
Why isn't it great? Why does emergency help? It just vitamin
restores
C.
A lot of stuff that you've squashed out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
You flush all that stuff out.
Yeah. It's not really a cure, but it certainly helps you on that path to that day getting through.
All right.
Yeah, and then that caffeine, it makes you have to go even more.
Yep. Right. Exactly. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Never better. Strong as a horse.
Sounds like you need a remedy for a hangover.
Yes, please.
We do.
Well, I don't know if it's definitely a remedy or a cure, because I just eat some more gummy edibles and smoke a joint, and I'm good.
Yeah, you have quite a few edibles at home, right?
I do. Yes.
You're going to try that tonight when you go to sleep?
So yeah. I couldn't do it today before I came in.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. I mean,
gummies.
Yeah.
Gummies, preferably. Heck yeah.
Oh, I got gummies.
Also, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, a tuna fish sandwich and a Sprite helps.
A tuna fish sandwich and a Sprite.
Why?
Wow, that sounds like something that would make you throw up. Is that what the idea is? Barf it out?
They actually say there's something in the Sprite that helps with hangovers. I don't know if that's
probably the caffeine.
Are you setting me up?
Hey, be sure to film yourself when you do this, Kevin. Try it tonight.
Instant puke.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You have remedies for hangovers? What are they?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How's that hangover beverage working for you so far?
I think it's working.
Really?
Because caffeine.
Oh, yeah. You do seem a slight bit perkier.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have to be, because at 5 o'clock, we're going to start taking requests for the weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's going to get loud and crazy.
And that's a loud time.
Oh, my God, dude.
So I'm good.
Feel for you, my brother.
I'm good. I'm good. All right, we're talking about hangover cures, though. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi. You have a hangover cure?
I do. I got one that I swear by.
All right, what is it?
You ever hear of a prairie oyster?
I don't know if I like... I think I do like where this is going.
I don't think I've heard of it, and I don't think I want to.
No. Spill it.
No, let me just run it through real quick, all right?
Yeah.
It's an egg yolk
okay.
in a rocks glass. You put a little salt, a little pepper, some Worcestershire sauce, and some Tabasco sauce, and like a half a shot of gin. You hold your nose and tip it back, and in 20 minutes, you feel... good as new.
Yeah, now this is the kind of thing I was looking for, because I know these concoctions, especially like in the 70s. How long have you had this sort of thing in your head or been doing this?
For a while. There's actually a show that I got it from.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if it actually works, and I tried it.
What show did you see it on?
It was an animated show that I watched as a kid called Cowboy Bebop.
An animated show taught you how
when
to...
When you were a kid?
That's my kind of show. Why didn't I see that? I was just watching H.R. Puff and stuff. Can't do a little because you can't do enough.
Roughly the same.
Yeah.
It's a little more of an adult theme.
Oh, okay. All right. You. Oh, I got you. Okay.
But try it.
I got to be honest. No. That doesn't sound good.
If we had that stuff here, I would whip it up for Kevin for sure.
It will work.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
So I have the perfect cure, bro.
Okay. I'm just going to guess up front. No, you don't.
No, I do.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's a 500 milligram edible brownie.
Boom! 500 milligrams? I don't want to sleep for the weekend.
When you wake up, chow on that, bro, and then you take a nap for an hour. When you
An hour?
Yeah, naps are...
500 milligrams.
Naps is the only thing that works for me.
I would be out for the whole weekend.
All right, I'm getting you one right now, dude. Here you go. Eat.
Wow.
Hi.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, a kind of proven cure would be my ball in your mouth.
There you go. That's the one you're trying today, dude. That is the one you are trying.
We'll see you down here in an hour.
Very well.
That song was, this upcoming song is for Justin and Tustin.
Justin and Tustin.
Justin and Tustin, yes. He was at the show last night, and he said, can you guys play this song? Which the Foo Fighters did.
Man, that must have been insane. Yeah. And it is all Request Fest coming up next. 818-955-KLOS. What do you want to hear?
Hello?
What's going on, Kevin and Stargo? How are you?
Good.
We are good. What song will get your weekend started right?
Well, how about a little Black Crowes? I just saw them at the Forum.
Oh, you went to the Forum show.
I did, and they were awesome.
What song do you want to hear?
How about a little Twice as Hard?
Who are you?
My name is Joe in Burbank.
Joe in Burbank, thanks for starting off our precious little show today.
All right, you got it. I'll be cranking it.
It's all Request Fest, 95.5 KLOS. That almost makes me want to do all drinking songs some night.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Right?
Some other night.
Yeah, just take all requests, because, you know. Kevin is enjoying his hangover still.
No, I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Feeling better. Mel, who was also at the show last night,
used
Twitter to give us a request at Kevin and Sluggo. She says, can we have my favorite party song?
And that is?
Hey Ya.
By Outkast?
Yep. KLOS, it's our old Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Some Santana.
Yeah, cool. Anything in particular?
No, pick one. They're all good.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
All right.
What are you up to this weekend?
Nothing. Just chilling in my garage listening to you guys.
All right. You got it, man. I'll play you one of my absolute favorite Santana songs, which is hard to choose, but I'll do this one.
Thanks, Logo.
Right on. Take care.
Love you, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. If you call it Dollar Thursday, all Request Fest, someone's like, well, whatever Santana song strikes your fancy, please play that. Happy to do it that way.
Right, we'll
that makes
that.
It so easy. I want to shout out all of...
If everybody were to give us requests and leave it up to us, this would be really great.
Actually, it would really suck, most likely,
right,
but generally.
You're right.
I want to thank everybody that sent us the pictures of their dogs yesterday. And, of course, I had them all sitting here. Here we go. I'm Benji, listening in the car with Kenya. And look how cute that dog is.
Yep.
Very, very cute. And thank you for sending
that. These people sent pictures into at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Yeah, because it was National Dog Day. Was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Elisa Hernandez.
Well done.
My boys. And look how cute they are. Those are very cute.
Oh, they are very cute.
So thanks for tweeting those at us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Hey, I actually got it right. So what did you have, Foo Fighters request?
No. In honor of the Foo Fighters playing the Great Western Forum, let's hear Weird Al, My Own Eyes.
No, actually, this is for Nolan from Sabrina with Zachary on KLOS. I mean, is there even a point to thanking the Foo Fighters for putting on a hell of a show at the Forum last night? Or is that just a gibbon?
It is a gibbon.
Just plain gibbon.
But still,
of course, yeah.
Really great.
It's the All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, are you Sluggo or which guy are you?
I'm Sluggo.
And I'm Sluggo.
Okay, hey, let me ask you something, man.
Yes.
What was the name of the song you played before Def Leppard? Me and my girlfriend are fighting here, and I said it was the Black Eyed Peas, and she said, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't. I can tell you that.
Well, Outkast. Hey, yeah.
Outkast is the name of the band.
That was Outkast?
Yes. Yeah.
It was Outkast.
Yes.
And she said it was all hang out or something.
Well, what did you think?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I thought it was Black Eyed Peas.
Well, you're both wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty close, but yeah.
Can I give you some advice?
Yes.
Just tell her that she was right.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, good.
KLOS, All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hey, how about a little Judas Priest, Hot Rockin'?
You know what? We just got one. Didn't we get
we
a
request?
We just
got a Twitter request from Mariah, who wanted to hear the exact same song.
You guys are on the same page.
Right on. Hey, this goes out to my buddy, Tom.
Keith, Hardline! You know, we are happy to play whatever here on
sure.
All Request Fest. Even songs, I don't know that song, quite
every
honestly.
Every Friday from 5 to 7.
Yeah, I like that, though. That's called Taking Me Down, Hardline from 1992. I think I'm going to have to purchase a copy of that song.
Can I tell you what's good for a hangover?
Yes.
A lot of caffeine.
Yes.
And
oh, really?
All Request Fest.
All the chaos and the caffeine are kind of helping you?
I am starting to feel much better.
Are you kidding?
Not at all.
That's awesome. Hey, starting tomorrow at 2 and again on Sunday at 2 p.m. for about 6 hours or so, our pal JD is going to be in here playing the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and sometimes today. He's going to be playing kind of in a row. So maybe start off with like Zeppelin and then go to some 80s song, 90s song. Yeah, you know, and you have a bunch of requests from your favorite decade. Give him a call starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow and again on Sunday for 6 hours on KLOS. David, I promised that to you 3 weeks ago. David asked me to play Sabotage.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah. I'm like, oh,
look,
man.
We're a little slow.
Yeah, we got a lot of
we
really good requests. Yeah, man. So sometimes it takes a minute. Sorry about that. Hello, KLOS, All Request Fest.
Hey, Sluggo.
Hey.
Hey.
And Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Hungover Kevin.
I'm not the hungover.
That last guy, I couldn't believe he didn't know which one he was talking to.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of funny. Now, you know what? That happens a lot. And
yeah.
It's okay. It's fine.
It did with Bean quite a bit more,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
It's fine.
I have a far more annoying voice myself.
What can we do for
hey,
you?
What about some Accept, Balls to the Wall?
Balls to the Wall. Accept.
You have to say it that way?
I do. You have to. That's a requirement,
Okay.
Right? All right, who are you?
Steve from Lake Elsinore.
It's another tender love song from Accept on the dedication line on KLOS.
On Coast 103.
Oh, man, can you imagine if Coast played that?
Yes, woo! That'd be awesome. Kirk, who tweets us a lot.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's hilarious.
He might be dumb.
Uh-huh.
He says, play Darlene by Led Zeppelin for my wife. And then down below, about three spaces, in parentheses, she hates it.
This might be my favorite request ever, then.
Done.
You got it. 95.5 KLOS.
The Tubes, Fee and Co. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I do this little thing in the morning before I come join my pal Kevin.
Yes.
And I got a request for that earlier this
week.
You're going
to masturbate?
The Tubes. The Tubes. So, wait, you have a follow-up for one of the songs we played on our All Request Fest?
I do. Remember, Kirk said, play Darlene by Led Zeppelin for my wife.
Right.
And then in parentheses, she hates it.
Right.
He tweeted back at Kevin and Sluggo. She laughed and then called us all buttholes. Thanks, guys.
Mission accomplished, basically. All right, we got a lot of requests for Rolling Stones this week, of course. R.I.P. Charlie Watts. I'm happy to play this one. I think it was the most requested of all of them. Stones and Street Fighting Man on 95.5 KLOS. I assume that's not what you're going to do. Take your whiskey home. You're going to take McDonald's home, right?
I am, yes.
You're going to hit the drive-thru?
I'm not saying I'm still hungover, but I need it.
That will definitely help your hangover.
Yes.
I think of all the cures.
It's time for what we learned today.
Mm-hmm.
The top fast food restaurant in the world is not McDonald's.
Yeah.
It is Subway.
That's still weird to me.
Very surprised by that. Parents, if you have kids that have a lot of porn, don't throw it away, because a judge will make you pay for it.
How much was it? Like
$40,000.
Damn.
That is a lot of porn.
Mom threw away your best porno mag, but now you can sue her.
And we got a tremendous amount of hangover cures, none of which I'm going to try.
No, except the McDonald's food.
Except the McDonald's, yes.
All right, man. Well, you are required by various international treaties to have a great weekend. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy.
And one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
It's pretty hard to believe, but it was 30 years ago today on this day in rock in 1991 when Pearl Jam released 10, their debut album. It was on this day in rock in 1992 when the original handwritten lyrics for John Lennon's A Day in the Life fetched $87,000 at a Sotheby's auction. If he had known they would go for that much, he probably wouldn't have put his cup of tea on them.